My name's Lauren Hughes. I'm the Assistant Fire Management Officer at Hayfield. Prior to each season, DEC and Parks Victoria and DPI, people need to do a fitness test, which is called a task-based assessment. So today they'll be either required to carry a 15-kilo weight vest or a 20-kilo weight vest, depending on their weight. And they'll be required to walk for 4.83 kilometres and need to complete it within 45 minutes. Look, as long as you train before the TBA, you'll be fine.
I'm going to put on one of these weight vests and do a couple of laps of the Hayfield Football Oval to see how hard it is to pass this Project Firefighting test. So you're just putting the vest on now, Chris?
Yeah, it's a 20-kilo vest, this one. If you're over 65 kilos, you've got to carry the 20. If you're under, you get to have a lighter pack.
Oh, all strapped up?
Yep. How does that feel?
Pretty heavy, but confident.
Go on, Jason. You got to keep it up.
Starting lap 5, Reg. You're still up.
Go on, Jason. Push it up.
I've only done 2 laps, and I'm puffing and panting, and they've got around 40 minutes to go. Chris, you're being offered a drink. You've said no.
Yeah, and only the first lap down, so I'm still feeling pretty good, so I should be right for a little while.
It's quite a heavy weight that you're carrying, 20 kilos. Is it affecting you at all?
You know you're wearing it, but yeah, it's not too bad.
Is this the first time you've done the test?
No, this is the 4th time, so every year for the last 4 years. I've been involved for the last 4 seasons, so one every year.
What keeps you coming back?
For the fitness test, it's compulsory, so but, for the fires, I just enjoy getting out there, getting in the bush and helping out when there's fires on, basically.
How do you keep your fitness level up coming into the fire season?
Yeah, I do a bit of jogging and swimming and a few other things just to keep fit, so, yeah.
Where are you based?
I'm based at MAFRA. I work for the Department of Primary Industry, so we actually assist DSE with the firefighting efforts. Basically a whole-of-government approach, so back from the old NRE days when DPI used to be involved, so we still help with the resourcing for the season.
And how do you think you're placed heading into this season?
Yeah, we should be looking pretty good. Obviously there's a bit of fuel around, so there could be a few fires, so we'll see how we go.
I'll let you go because I'm obviously slowing you down. You're getting lapped.
No worries. Yeah, I lost a place. I better pick up the speed.
I'm struggling a little bit. So what's your name?
Sherry Warford.
Sherry, you're setting quite a pace. How are you feeling today?
Like getting it over and done with.
Is this the first time you've done the test?
Nah, been doing it for 12 years. I'm permanent at Hayfield. I'm a forest officer, a forest ranger, and just enjoy the camaraderie of working in the bush with a team and, enjoy firefighting.
How do you think Hayfield is placed coming into this fire season?
I think they're placed really good, got a good crew.
How important is it to have that camaraderie with the crew?
Very important. It means you all come out at the end of the day together as a team.
And how fit do you have to be a firefighter?
You don't have to be real fit, but there is physical work involved and, yeah, you've got to do it.
I'll let you go because I'm letting you get lapped as well.
Thank you.
Lauren Hughes, I've just finished my second lap. I'm quite puffed. What happens if someone like me fails the test?
We will sort of look at people as they're walking around and we can tell if people are starting to struggle. So someone will start walking with them for a while and have a talk to them, see how they're going. And then if they find that they're starting to feel a bit hot and want to pull out, they will give them a second chance to have a go with another TBA.
Have you got enough firefighters coming into this fire season?
Yeah, across the state now. We've got a majority of our 700 staff on working, doing all the prep work for the fire season. We're also recruiting another 123 positions to help out with our big autumn program.
Jim Cameron, I work at Hayfield DSC Depot.
You're keeping the time today, Jim. How are they doing?
They're doing well, except for one fellow. He's a bit behind the 8 ball, but he'll get there. We'll give him all the chances we can give him. We've got a list here and we tick them when they go past and the clock. So they've got a set time here they've got to make it by.
Who's leading the pace at the moment?
Chris Coulous, DPI, MAFRA.
So the DPI are beating the DSE?
No comment.
Chris was first across the line. Jim, what was his time?
36 minutes and 50 seconds.
Is that quite impressive?
It is quite impressive. I think that's our record for this year.
Chris Coulous, you've just completed the test. You were first across the line. How does it feel?
Yeah, not too bad. It wasn't too hard. So
you're fit and ready for the fire season?
Yeah, I think we should be right. Yeah, we're fit enough. So, bring it on.